Here is West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. A candidate for the District 5 seat on the Carroll County Board of Commissioners over the weekend sharing a unique idea, which is part of his campaign platform, that he says could help preserve the district's ag land and provide other benefits to many people.
I want to use the land the county owns to create an industry, and the industry is farming. We have farms all over the place. Living's going to become tougher, I believe. If we create our own food source here in Carroll County, I don't see why anyone should ever starve. If the county can build their own farms, we've got prisoners cutting grass currently on ball fields that don't even need to be cut. We can put them to work, give them a trade that they can use for the rest of their life when they get out of jail. Teach them how to raise cattle. Teach them how to butcher the cattle.
One of seven candidates running for the District 5 seat on the Carroll County Board of Commissioners, Sean Paul, speaking at Saturday's monthly meeting of the Carroll County Republican Party.
I really think that's something, if the county can go and buy property on Buffalo Creek, sit there for years and not be used, I think we can do this to move the county forward and have a new business model.
Paul was one of three speakers during Saturday's meeting. Audio and video of each speaker is now archived on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. Carrollton City Council on Monday scheduled to consider a developer's rezoning request that would allow for the 160-unit Westwoods student housing apartment complex at 1321 Lubbern Road to reconfigure in order to allow up to 272 units and allow rentals to non-students. Among conditions for approval put forth by Carrollton's Planning Commission, 24-hour on-site management shall be required, flock cameras should be installed at the entrance, and 1,000 feet of greenbelt spur shall be installed along Lubbern Road towards the Carrollton Greenbelt Crossing. The developers themselves have offered the condition that all tenants shall be income qualified. Projected average rents would be $1,400, so an estimated minimum documented income of $42,000 would be required. And one unit of the complex would be set aside and offered at 50% the rent to an employed city police officer. A West Georgia High School assistant principal was named National Assistant Principal of the Year during a ceremony hosted by the National Association of Secondary School Principals on Friday. Courtney Walker serves as assistant principal of teaching and learning at Carrollton High School, where she oversees master scheduling, remedial and gifted programs, student awards and recognitions, school improvement initiatives, and professional development. Receiving her award on Friday, Walker stated, "I genuinely believe in shared leadership, so this honor is a testament to the collective efforts of the teachers, counselors, administrators, and support staff within my school and district." I'm Colin Worthington.